from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up, Clint? How y'all doing, man?
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags, have the latest for you. And Moneybags, you're back on it tonight. The Astros were off yesterday.
Hell yeah. Where are we going?
I don't know what kind of night he had yesterday. I don't know if he took it off with the Astros. I'm going to guess he didn't. Is he shaking it off?
Nah, man. No, didn't take the night off. Should have, though.
Red?
Yeah, but not a bad red.
Not a bad red.
Very recoverable red, which we'll do tonight, of course.
All right. And the Astros are on it. You got Spencer Urquidy, are you ready to get sucked in? I am really intrigued.
It's my lock.
I'm intrigued what his strikeout total is.
That's my lock bet of the night.
With what he has done the last two games and against this White Sox outfit, what is your lock? Your lock is his strikeouts?
Yes, over 6.5 Ks for young Urquidy.
And the way he's been striking out people, 13 and 12 the last two starts.
Odds are great, too, only plus 100. That's beautiful.
I'll be honest, Clint. I think the starters are going to combine for over 20 strikeouts in this game.
You think so?
The two starters. The way that Spencer Urquidy's been Spencer's been throwing the ball and striking folks out, and then Garrett Crochet is one of the best strikeout pitchers in the game. Has been in the top three all year long in terms of strikeouts. So I think this could be a high strikeout day. Especially with young batters in there, no Bregman in that lineup. This could be a high strikeout day for both teams. So you got how many? So you got that as your lock. That's the lock is strikeout 6.5 for Spencer Urquidy, who's been going off.
Yeah.
What else you got?
I'm, of course,
Clint's listening.
On Yordan Alvarez over 1.5 total bases at plus 120.
Why not?
I
wouldn't pitch to him tonight. Maybe not as extremist as Clint.
And the last one here, I'm on the Astros minus 1.5 runs tonight.
I like the Spencer Urquidy strikeouts. Let me put 100 on it.
I got you, bro. Let's ride.
Ooh, 100 on it, huh?
Yeah, man.
You really go for it.
I got two bills on it.
Do you? And we got three. You all got
It's my lock, man. I always got to bet big on my lock.
You all got 300 on them strikeouts.
I mean, you just talked me into it, man.
Yeah, the way that the White Sox swing the bats. Yeah, I think it could be something. He seems to be hot right now. All right, we'll get to setting up that game in just a bit. Let's get to the news of the day. A lot of news of the day for the Astros. Alex Bregman, he is going to be out of the lineup today and going to be out of the lineup the entire weekend for this series against the Chicago White Sox. He said he slept wrong on his arm and he has a swollen right elbow, his throwing arm, that's going to keep him out today in the next three games against the White Sox. He did speak about the issue and spoke about if it's hurting when he's throwing, which you would imagine is very important to his elbow with that right throwing arm, that issue there. Here's his answer to that.
Kind of a little combination of both. Most of the time, it's not really, I don't really feel it that much during, I hadn't really felt it that much during baseball activity, more so elsewhere. But overall, I think just a few days will make me feel a lot better.
All right. So interesting. Not really feeling it during baseball activities, but feels it elsewhere. So that's interesting. Listen, he said it's not going to be long term, and that would be the hope. But it's something, Clint, to just say, hey man, we will sit you down for not just today, like day to day. No, we're going to sit you down all three games of this week.
Yeah, his elbow's flaring up. Whatever they found probably needs to be addressed with some level of treatment. That treatment is probably going to respond better if he's not throwing and swinging during the two or three days that they're going to treat it. And they're going to nip it in the bud while the White Sox are in town before the rest of this August schedule hits. And it's a luxury the Astros have had. They built themselves a little bit of a cushion here. You know, he's got a little bit of a problem that he doesn't want to turn into something bigger. And he's going to take a few days off for it. I'm good with it.
Yeah, hopefully he's good. Hopefully it is just a few days, and whatever happens or whatever's happening to this elbow heals up in a space where he feels better. By the way, he did have an MRI, and it did come back clean, as he said. He spoke to the media himself earlier today. By the way, other moves with that, they call up Shea Whitcomb, who was swinging the bat pretty well in AAA all year. He can play all of the infield positions with the exception of catcher and a little outfield, so he is there as some insurance. And with that, they release Elipmus Diaz, who got all of four at-bats in his time here. Didn't get a lot of playing time, but they release Elipmus Diaz for the second time couple years here. They let him go, move on from him, so he is gone, and Shea Whitcomb is in. By the way, other news, Luis Garcia is still not throwing. So, as he said, what was that, last week, they're running out of days. I would imagine they're running out of more days right now. But the good news here is Justin Verlander, who threw four innings yesterday, 57 pitches, and struck out, ended his night striking out the side in the fourth inning and was able to get the last 10 out of the last 11 batters last night for Corpus. So he looked pretty good in his rehab start, his second one. Here's Verlander talking about what potentially could be the next move and how he felt yesterday.
I feel good, yeah. Especially the last couple innings, kind of felt like I was able to dial in a little bit and physically felt good.
Major league mound, or kind of you guys discuss
that? No, not sure yet. You know, a couple more steps. Got the bullpen to be determined.
All right, to be determined. Got to throw a bullpen. Didn't see any of that. Topped out at 96 yesterday, but Clint, it feels like he's awfully close to getting there. Maybe they want to kind of raise the pitch count for him, see what he looks like if he throws north of 75, 80 pitches. But judging by what we saw or what we heard from last night, it looks like he's getting close.
Yeah, I mean, every step, every box he checks is a step closer. Now, I don't know. I'm with you. I think there's either, whether it's a bullpen or I don't know what it looks like.
Yeah.
But somehow getting the only step that I think would be left at this time, unless something flared up overnight, the only thing that would be left at this point is if they feel the need for him to pitch again with either Sugar Land or Corpus and get that pitch count up. I for one would like to see him just do it with the Astros.
You think your old stomping grounds made a little money last night?
I imagine they did. I had a partner that went up there. Yeah, Northwest Arkansas. He played up the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. That's where he played. Got a beautiful ballpark up there, and I had a couple of buddies that went up there and said
they packed that thing out,
rocking that Astros gear.
All right, so that's the latest injury-wise with the Astros. As Verlander, hopefully we'll see him soon up here with the big team.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, look here, man. They play the Astros this weekend. I know Bregman is not there, and maybe you have to kind of look at it a bit different, but this is one of the worst teams we've seen in a long time, not just this year. They already have 93 losses. They are 29-93, have not got to 30 yet. Spencer Arrighetti going tonight, Hunter Brown going Saturday, and Framber going going Sunday. Three pitchers who have been throwing the ball extremely well here of late. You're on an 8-game winning streak, but I almost feel like this thing needs to be pushed to 11, Clint. I know it's hard to start saying, hey, man, let's call for a sweep in Major League Baseball, especially when you're as hot as you are and you lose Alex Bregman. But, man, I mean,
I'm okay. Well, you know, I'm not afraid to call for a sweep.
This is such a bad team, and a team that it's not just bad. They're bad, Clint. They have traded some of their better players, and they've checked out.
Yeah.
They have checked out. Now, tonight's starter is pretty good, so that's one to watch. But the Astros are rolling, throwing the ball, playing, hitting, swinging, whatever, everything better than they've done all season long, and they're going against this terrible team. I think this should be a dominant series, even without Brick.
They've played well enough where I'll take two or three. I can get down with two or three, but there's no, it's not a stretch to think that this is one of the hotter teams in baseball versus the worst team in baseball. I don't think it's a stretch to say that a sweep would be in expectations.
Yeah, go ahead and do this thing. The Mariners are playing the Pirates. By the way, the Pirates on a 10-game losing streak, but they got their young ace pitching tonight for the Mariners. So we'll see. You get the
go ahead and stretch this thing out. My call was the Astros were going to run away with this thing, so let's go and run away with it.
Well, looks like the Astros are getting hot. And it looks like the Mariners are
cooling
right
off
there
again,
with you,
huh?
Right they're there getting with hot too. No, they're right there with
yeah,
you.
They're cooling off again,
helping them to run away with it. So that is
as are the Rangers.
Yeah, but the Rangers. I think they've gone and shut it down.
Cream always rises to the top.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tomorrow, and we'll get more into that this last hour. The Texans, their preseason action for game three tonight. And Clint, I know you've been calling to see a good two quarters, a good half of play from the starters in this game. And I know from you offensively, there's a lot to see, but I know for you, you want to see connections with CJ with these three threats, these big three threats. I throw Dalton Schultz in. We haven't seen a lot of that and didn't see that in the preseason game either. I know we've been talking about the run game, but I know you want to see a little bit of this passing game tonight.
It's about the newbies for me, man, on the offensive side of the football. The win now moves that D'Amico and Nick made in the offseason, and that's Joe Mixon. Running and catching the football along with Stephon Diggs. We saw him at practice the other day, and if he had one catch, he had 15. And so I'm looking forward to see it happen in game action. I'm excited about the fan base getting to see it in game action, and hopefully we see that. The other thing I think is if we get a little bit more specific with the wide receivers, I would love to see him take a deep shot with Nico Collins, just, and I'm talking just straight go route. I'm not talking about hope that the safeties come down and you play action and you throw the ball over the top and yada, yada, yada. Just, hey, when they close the middle of the field, let's audible, let's get to it, boom, let's take a shot over the top to Nico Collins and maybe he can show off some of that over the top speed. Not that big catch underneath and hard to tackle and then can run away. I'm talking about the just flat speed I've seen it a couple of times in training camp where, boy, it takes a lot for me to get here, but you look at it and you're like, man, that's some Mike Evans type stuff. He's just running away from dudes, and it's effortless. So let's see if he can do it in game time. I'd like to see that as well.
Yeah, Nico Collins, I think he's connected with Tank and Cade Stover. I think in the one game they played, and like I said, I think he will get more action in this game at a quarter at the very least. I believe that one offense will get, along with the run game we've talked about this week. Yes, I think it's important because I get the sense, Clinton, we've been talking about this, I get the sense that Stroud, Diggs, Clinton's Tank, Dalton Schultz, I'd be surprised at this moment if they played against the Rams in the final preseason game. I'd be surprised. They've had four preseason games. I'd be surprised if D'Amico and company didn't say, hey, let's just back off here and get these guys ready and let them be.
Yeah, look, you got to play well tonight or tomorrow. You got to play well at noon tomorrow. Erase all doubt of you know, any kind of somebody's not ready or the guys don't prepare the right way or the communication's jacked up or whatever. Just erase all doubt by playing well, communicating well, being pros. Show up at least for the first half and take care of business. Handle your business the right way. In terms, I don't know. I would assume that they may even be staying in a hotel somewhere tonight in order to make it a true week one game. I don't know, but whatever's going on, just be on your P's and Q's. Get it all right. Erase all doubt that there could be some kind of issue. And I would imagine that. Really, I'll be honest with you, I don't see a reason why this group should touch the field in that last preseason game. You'll have 3 weeks between preseason week three and week one. That's a long time, but you can make some things happen during camp to
and that's the time they're gonna really want to see these guys that they really gotta make decisions on.
Yep.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, there was a game last night, and the Patriots played the Eagles. And Clint, after that game, head coach Rod Mayo of the Patriots said, QB1 is still open with Drake May's big step forward. Him and Jacoby Brissett are still battling for QB1. I know Drake May's a guy you said maybe needs to sit. To me, if it's close with Jacoby Brissett, because there's just not a real big... Hey, if a player sits, they have this success rate. If a player plays right away, they have this success rate. If it's close, I'd rather like to get my guys' feet in the fire as soon as possible. To me, if it's close, I would, if I'm Gerard Mayo, I would lean towards the younger.
Well, it just depends on how he's built, man. I mean, they are clearly tearing this thing down. It's going to be a rough, at least two. It's going to be a rough 2 year stretch right here, regardless. And Drake May is a guy that's going to have the cards. The deck's going to be stacked against him week in, week out. You know, you hope you've got an offensive mind on the staff that's going to understand that with a defensive minded head coach. You hope you got time to have some patience with your young quarterback. I'll be honest with you, we're sitting here watching the game. I've already seen him make a couple of throws where it's just like he mechanically and technically is not sound. You can tell he's not natural. Like, he's getting coached up to be this super rotational guy, and he's not that. Hell, he threw a ball in the flats a while ago to Kayvon. Is it Butte? What's his first name? What's Butte's first name? A kid out of LSU a couple years ago. But anyway, I mean, he damn near missed him. And guys like me have done that. But when you're going to be your top five pick, I mean, you got guys like C.J. Stroud that can blindfolded throw those routes and hit them in stride, and so he's not ready to play right now. I thought Jacoby Brissett would run away with this thing given his experience.
He's not doing enough.
Well, if it's competitive, it's because Jacoby Brissett is coming back to him. It's not because Drake May is doing anything special. He played better this week, but I think it's been underwhelming, to say the least, with Drake made it to date. But we'll see, man. Again,
they said he's taking steps forward.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. It's
they said he's taking steps forward. All right, coming up. All right, we'll give a real breakdown of this game and what you need to be concentrating on tomorrow as the Texans have their big preseason game. And there is one matchup in particular that I can't wait to happen. And if Brian Daboll screws us, it doesn't give us this matchup, I'm going to be real pissed, even though he looks so good with the amount of weight he's lost. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Clint.
Yes, sir.
Tyler. I want to confess this. and I don't mean to bite off in the loop.
Get it off your chest, man.
But I do want to confess this. We'll be at that game tomorrow. 12 o'clock. We'll be out there. I know we've got some winners here on the station who'll be either in the bullpen or in that club level lower bowl. Enjoy yourself. If Brian Daboll doesn't play Dexter Lawrence, Clint, and doesn't give the look that Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs needs, and that D'Amico and Bobby Slowick and crew need to see, if Dexter Lawrence doesn't play, I'm going to be super hot at Brian Daboll. And I'm in a very happy place with Brian Daboll right now. Very proud of him. He looks fantastic. He's done the work in the offseason with his body. He looks great. But if he doesn't play Dexter Lawrence more, I'm gonna be hot, because we need to see that. Kenyon Green needs to face that. Kenyon Green ain't faced nothing like that in camp, hadn't faced nothing like that against Pittsburgh or whatever the Bears threw out there. Juice Scruggs, the same thing. That is a matchup, Clint, that I so hope to see. He's a starter. He may be their best overall player, so you wouldn't be shocked to think that he would sit out. I hope that Brian Daboll is looking at where their team is, and everybody needs work. I need to see that matchup.
Yeah, I'm with you. And in fact, it's a perfect build-up for Kenyon Green, given what he's done the last 8-10 months of his career, right? Is he rebuilt the body? Obviously, we've talked about it ad nauseum, and then you look up and he's moving well, he's performing well in training camp, and then he gets a couple of patty cake games where no disrespect, but you don't have Dexter Lawrence and these type of guys across the ball from you, and so he's had plenty of time to feel really comfortable. A lot of reps versus his own guys, he's had plenty of time to get really comfortable with what Bobby Slowick wants out of him, to get really comfortable in his body, to get really comfortable with Juice Scruggs. They've had a lot of time together, and this, like, next in line is the ability to hold your own against a great player, because look, there are a number of great interior defensive linemen on this schedule this year. And hell, if you're going to make a run to a Super Bowl, you're going to have to hold your own at the very least against these caliber guys in the playoffs. And so I think it's perfect timing for Kenyon Green. He's had plenty of time to get right on all fronts and be prepared for Dexter Lawrence, as prepared as you possibly can. So I'm with you. I hope Brian Daboll, I hope the Giants throw Dexter Lawrence out there at least for a couple of series. I hope he gets matched up on Green. And I don't need Green to move mass. I don't need anything like that. It'd be nice, but I don't need anything like that. I just need him to hold his own. I need interior pressure not to be a problem in this football game consistently. If it happens, it happens. Dexter Lawrence is one of the best in the game. But if the Texans' pass game and C.J. Stroud's ability to sit in the pocket and deliver the football is affected consistently because of inside push, then we're going to have to circle back and talk about this interior offensive line. And you know, when we talk about that, it starts with Kenyon Green and Juice Scruggs on the inside. So, yeah, that matchup's going to be big, no question.
No, I
hope we get it.
I definitely hope we get it. But there are several matchups I know. That's a big one right there in the middle for those two young guys, because those two are a couple of the biggest questions on the team. But I know there are some other matchups outside of that you are really licking your chops to see.
Absolutely. We can stay on the offensive side of the football.
I don't know why I said that.
It's all right. I knew exactly what you meant, man.
Licking chops.
Titus Howard is at right tackle. He spent his career with the Texans bouncing around, playing multiple positions. They paid him anyway. I got to believe that the reason they paid him first and foremost is because they believe he's one of the top game. And so he's going to play right tackle, obviously, moving forward. And we get a good look at that this week. Hopefully, like you said, both teams are going to play starters. You get Titus Howard versus Brian Burns or Kayvon Thibodeau. Those are two really good speed rushers at the very least. They're two very effective defensive ends in this league that have higher ceilings, and we've seen Titus Howard in small sample sizes. We saw him play well against T.J. Watt a couple of years ago at the tackle position, and so that it's not about whether he can or he can't. I'm looking for that moment with Titus Howard of let's establish ourselves as one of the top right tackles in the game. Let's and it's not going to happen in a preseason game, obviously. But I would like to see Tytus Howard show some elite athleticism blocking these guys. I'd like Tytus Howard to have a couple of moments in this game where it's either that elite athleticism with movement with his feet, or maybe a snap or two where he snatches somebody up, where he just gets palms on somebody, grips on somebody, and locks them up to a point where we go, that was impressive. That was awfully impressive. So Tytus Howard, Kenyon Green, / Juice Scruggs really on the inside, but those two
That's
guys.
That's a serious matchup up front, baby.
Yeah, man. It
That's
is.
A serious matchup, baby.
Ain't no doubt. It's going to be fun to watch. Hopefully we get it. Hopefully, I don't know that we'll get all of these matchups that we're discussing, but I think we'll get one or two of
those,
them.
Those ones up front, what do you feel like you're going to see?
I feel good about them.
You do?
I feel really good about Tytus Howard at right tackle. Assuming he can stay healthy.
We've seen him. Yeah.
Assuming he can stay healthy, I feel really good about him at right tackle. And again, we're not talking about Kenyon Green here dominating Dexter Lawrence. We're just talking about getting in there and holding your own. And at guard, especially in pass protection situations, as you've mentioned, there's been a couple of snaps in camp that we've caught where he struggled with the bull rush. Not surprised being a young player at this point in time with that happening. But truth be told, in a game, I would imagine wherever Dexter Lawrence is, the uncovered offensive lineman is going to be helping. I would imagine that Juice Scruggs is going to be helping towards Dexter Lawrence, and so now we can see that nasty physical center maybe you know sticking him in the ribs a couple of times and helping Kenyon Green out. So it's really not just about Kenyon Green. It's going to involve in some way, shape, or form. It's going to involve Juice Scruggs as well. But yeah, those are some hellacious matchups. Look, the New York Giants. I don't know what the hell they're going to be this year. I don't have high expectations for them. But when you look at the depth chart, they've got some dudes now. They've got some
especially
dudes,
there on the line.
Yeah, on the defensive D-line. Line. They've got some dudes that can rush the passer. They got some dudes that can be a problem for an offensive line. So that matchup is for me first and foremost where we got to start.
All right, defensive side. I know there's a couple of matchups over there you want to see.
Yeah, Kamari Lassiter, man, the first draft pick this year was a second rounder out of Georgia, cornerback. He was handed the starting position by D'Amico Ryans and Nick Caserio immediately, and he's got a lot of work in practice, but we have not seen him in a game yet. I'm not as convinced as there's Johnny Harris is convinced that sounds like he is super high on this guy and I've heard Johnny Harris say he feels like he deserves Derek Stingley type of treatment, if you will, in the preseason. I can't get there yet. I need to see more, and I'm excited about seeing Kamari Lassiter this week versus the outside receivers, which the two that I think stick out right now for me in New York is Malik Nabers, the rookie, and Jalen Hyatt last year's. Was he a first round pick too? First or second?
He was first or second.
He was up there now, but he was a speedster out of Tennessee back when Hendon Hooker was throwing it all over the park before Hendon Hooker got hurt. So Lassiter on one of or both of those guys at some point in time early in this ball game, I think is going to be very telling.
Yeah, Lassiter's got to be at the top of the list for many Texans fans. He's your first. He was the first pick you got in this year's draft, and automatically has started since minicamp. Since OTAs has been the one with the ones from the word go, so you definitely want to see what the hell it is that they're talking about. Now, you've seen some stuff at camp, but a game setting is different. You want to see what this is about. I mean, they're really excited in terms of D'Amico and the Texans defensively. Fans are excited. Now you want to go and get a chance to see him because he didn't play in the first two games.
Yeah, D'Amico is really, really big on, and I applaud D'Amico for saying it. I understand why they feel good about Kamari Lassiter at this point, given what D'Amico has said is true, right? I mean, the maturity, being where he's supposed to be, having a short-term memory, being physical. I mean, he is what D'Amico Ryans wants. Now, the thing that's missing is, to me, what's missing is we've seen Derek Stingley, we've seen Jeff Okuda, we've seen Kalen. Bullock. We've seen these guys make big plays, breaking on the football where they were interceptions, just pass breakups. I've not seen a ton of those out of Kamari Lassiter. I need to see more. So Lassiter, Nabers, Jalen Hyatt. Those are key.
Well, he got his first pick off Tim Boyle the last practice they had. So
there you go.
Hopefully, he can build off of that. So okay. Yeah, a lot of matchups that are going to be good to kind of give a bit of a test to the Texans before the season starts. All right, it is Friday, and we do have the best of the week. We'll let you hear that, one of our favorite segments, coming up and continue about the big story, the latest thing here with Alex Bregman as we continue rolling on here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
12 o'clock tomorrow, baby. Got a ball game to get to.
Yes!
We'll try not to just absolutely go crazy in that press box.
You betting on the game, Tyler?
No.
I don't bet preseason.
Oh, you don't?
Nah. That's amateur hour.
See, you couldn't even say that with a straight face.
No.
I really don't, though. I never bet preseason. No,
he don't bet on preseason games, but he bets on stuff that some people may think is worse than betting on preseason.
What?
Games.
Like what?
What were you betting on when there was no baseball? What the hell was he betting on?
Hockey.
A couple of days off, you had some. What was it? Because people test said, man, if you're betting on this, you got a problem.
I don't bet preseason.
No, what preseason? It was something else.
I tend to really only bet like the things I feel like I got at least a little bit of knowledge in, like regular season baseball, football, basketball. Other than that,
you went a little hard on that All-Star game.
Golf. And sometimes I don't bet those kind of events. I shouldn't have done that.
You went a little hard on that. All-Star
I was just feeling it.
Well, you talking about knowledge, Tyler. You gave me a little knowledge earlier. I figured out where weenus came from.
Your elbow.
I thought I was gonna slide.
No, I know what you're doing. I know what you're trying to do. I did not know what a weenus was. By the way, Bregman's elbow's messed up. He's gonna be out for the weekend. But
yep, that weenus is toe up.
I did not know your elbow, the skin actually, which has no feeling, Tyler. Is called weenus.
Yeah.
I thought Tyler was being perverted. I'll be honest with you.
Check out earlier in the show is Clint. I learned something today.
No, I learned something today, and Tyler, I appreciate that. You know, my sister-in-law, she's you know, we lost my brother a while back, and my sister-in-law, Jake was a youngster when it happened. And we'd have some conversations that mom wasn't real comfortable having with a little boy, so in her delivery to me, she always referred to it as a weenus, right? And so that's where I just assumed weenus was a motherly or a youngin' way of describing a wiener.
The package. Yeah.
The package, you know? So when Tyler threw it out there earlier talking about Bregman, I didn't know what the hell Tyler was talking about.
Deluxe nut package.
The weenus is the skin of your elbow. Didn't know that. So I did a little digging, Tyler. I didn't trust you, so I dug into
that weenus.
Well, I did a little Googling and I found out a couple of things. This is how real progress happens right here, by the way. You tell me about weenus. I look it up to make sure that you're not pulling my leg I need any help looking stupid. And I find out that weenus actually is the skin on your elbow. And then the boss man comes in here, and you know what vagina is?
That is one I've never heard. No, sir.
The vagina is the skin in the pit of your elbow. So on the inside of your elbow, that skin's called vagina.
Right there next to the weenus, like it should be.
How about this? Right. And sometimes this right here is also next to the weenus. Do you know what flagina is?
Nope. Never heard of that one either,
flagina,
sir.
Flagina is the webbing between your thumb and forefinger. So it sometimes gets close to the weenus as well.
I love it, man. This show is about educating the Drive family while entertaining, informing you, all of the above. That's beautiful.
I mean, how did we not know this?
Now I do.
Oh, Ron's too cool to play, by the way.
Yeah, he's too cool. I'm on the show, Hugo. I'm too
How did
cool.
we not know this?
Just Ron.
Ron, did you know what a weenus was?
Yes.
Did you know what vagina
was?
No, I don't know. We say Kikuchi enough here. I thought we...
No, flagina is the webbing between your thumb and index finger, which you're playing with right now. Look at you. You're over there playing with your flagina.
Stop playing with your flagina, bro. It is nasty.
Hey, and Parker walks serious. In here and...
Oh, Parker could. He was smiling ear to ear, see? And you don't want to play. Too cool. Too cool for school.
Does your flagina hang like a wizard's sleeve?
I did not realize he plays with his flagina a lot. Now that I noticed it, he's doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, you finger the flagina all the time, man. What are you doing over here? Massaging that thing, man.
I just call it my hand.
Tyler said he's out.
I'm out on that one.
That is unbelievable. Sometimes it's crazy how you learn things like that. Yeah. Weenus, vagina.
I'm better for it, you know. Educate yourself with at least one new thing every day.
Thanks for making me a better person today, Tyler.
Same
Ron's,
to you, bud.
Ron's too cool, but thanks, bud.
You learned something from me. I learned something from you. Ron's over there just learning from everyone and not contributing.
I didn't have it. Didn't have it to contribute. Just the look of excitement in your eye every time you heard the new one.
I just don't know.
You
I
heard
just
from Weenus, like, and then when you got Floodgina, and then you got what is the other one? Woodgina.
Woodgina. When I looked it up, Floodgina just hit me right in the face. I'm telling you, I cannot believe the perverted state in which I've lived in for 40 plus years, and the perverts like Tyler that I've hung around.
Whoa.
I cannot believe that I did not know the skin on your elbow.
I'm just nasty.
I did not know the skin on your elbow is the weenus. That blows my mind.
I wonder
how many people know that. Do you think y'all are...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are in the majority or minority?
Well, I don't know. Well, when I was young, the whole reason I knew was when I was like a little kid, there was like a joke at some point, probably in junior high. That was like, touched your weenus. They touch your elbow.
That was
kids being stupid.
We didn't do that in Baytown. Sorry.
He
was at Baytown.
Bingo.
Yeah, well, he was on the north side.
Is that not Baytown?
Shout out Gentry Jr.
You're right. We didn't do that on the south side.
On that side of Baytown.
On my side of the tracks, we didn't touch each other's weenuses.
Yeah, they were just burning bugs.
We were smoking cigarettes and burning bugs.
There were weenuses being touched in Kansas City. We do this every Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The best of the week.
Houston, Texas, what up?
What up?
What up?
What up?
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.
The best of the week on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
The Drive is live. You hear Clint. Tyler is in the building as well back there. Cal McNair is continuing, huh? Cal McNair had himself a night. Go ahead, Cal. Go ahead with you.
Hold on, Joe.
If you want to appeal and relate to blue-collar Texas, blue-collar H-Town, shotgunning a beer on stage with one of the hottest country music stars in the game.
I didn't see it coming.
And then punting that joker into the crowd like you've been there before once again, Hannah.
Cal came out $1 million. I hated every second of C.J. Stroud up there in that damn cowboy hat.
He's a cowboy.
He looked like he... What was that show Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and stuff was on? The Mickey Mouse Club? The
Mickey Mouse Club, yeah.
That's the hell he looked like.
Weak-ass cowboys.
Looks like the Texans brought in a new defensive lineman, Feldarius Payne?
It's a hell of a name.
I think that's it.
Sounds like a philosophizer.
Sounds like a creative parent. Sounds like to me Phil Darius. No relation to Seth, but Phil Darius Payne.
Tyler Milner just texted me and said, "What's up, cracker?"
I mean, I don't remember that one at all. I usually remember.
Yeah, I don't remember that one either.
There. I don't remember that one. Yeah, that's.
I like it, though.
Phil Darius.
He even said crack up. I'm guessing you didn't put an ER on the end of there.
I didn't know there was an ER and a I didn't know there was a difference on that one.
Sure, he's over there making your plans for Lizards afterwards, huh?
Nah,
he's over making some post game party plans, weren't you?
That or signing autographs or something. I can't remember.
It is tough for you to pay.
You were signing autographs. Yeah, it was a lot of fans out there.
You're scared to be out.
Who said they're scared?
Everybody's scared. When
Ron said he didn't go to practice
over the hot ass sun in H Town.
But that don't mean he's scared.
Yeah, I mean, scared and soft. Yeah, scared of the heat. How would you define that?
I would call it smart.
How would you define that?
We can't all be as big a man as Clint Stirner.
You know what Dick was doing?
What was he doing?
Cleaning up yard work. Cleaning up yard. That's what he sounds like. 86 years old.
He's whippersnapping your show.
Picking up his own logs and limbs and burning them in a fire. It was even hotter.
Those damn millennials.
Richard. No, baby, the drive is in air conditioning. Maybe you just sweated your shirt out, but the drive, this part of the drive.
Look at that, Ron. That's how you do yours right there, Ron.
I was about 45 pounds heavier whenever that bobblehead was made of me, too. See the little belly?
Ron's over there wobbling that head like he's taking a leak or something,
I think they should have made the head a little bigger. I want to be there to help with the design.
Ron, no one. Like sidewinders?
I don't have sidewinders. I'd never worn sidewinders. Y'all can all kiss my ass. Tonight is Kikuchi night.
Oh, I'm on them Kikuchi K's for Kikuchi.
I know you just do it anyway. Just said it. You got that out.
Out twice.
K's for Kikuchi. Kikuchi's K Corner at Minute Maid Park.
I keep filling that out. There's something somewhere in there. You got it.
You've heard of Keichel's Corner, but now I present to you the Kikuchi Corner.
Nobody puts Kikuchi in the corner.
I love Kikuchi.
Tonight is Kikuchi night.
I think I want to jump on the Kikuchi with you.
Oh boy. I knew you would.
The bet, Tyler.
So you want to become Eskimo.
The bet, Tyler.
I knew you was going to jump all over that. I've been in an igloo before.
It's all good.
I go first.
All right, bro. I got you. Let's get in on this Kikuchi together. It'll bring us closer.
No, we're not doing it together.
On this same Kikuchi.
If he wins, you win together.
I'm comfortable.
If he loses,
with that.
Tyler's turds of the week. Silver medal, real quick. It is those bitches in the Bronx, the New York Yankees, the Pinstripes.
Tyler, the Astros better not lose to the White Sox over the next 3 days.
The Yanks didn't just lose to this horrendous squad called the White Sox. They got destroyed.
I really look forward to the ridiculous reasons that Tyler put the Yankees.
My mind works differently
or
than
the
others.
Rangers on the turd.
Speaking of turds.
How was that trip, Ron? Welcome back into the drive. A little lighter.
Feels a little quick.
You a little lighter, Bob?
Feels a little quick there. Yeah, you know, you had to. We got a little coach football practice right after this thing. No reason.
Ooh, boy, that'd be a bad spot to get caught with touching cloth now.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, thank you, Tyler Milner.
The best of the week on The Drive with Stirner and Hughley.
Well done as usual. So,
Good week.
We got football here in Houston tomorrow as the Texans will play for the first time in NRG this year. So it'll be a great next week as well. So stay tuned with us. Remember, coming up behind us, Texans All Access, as D'Amico, the head coach. We had him on earlier this week. You want to check the Odyssey app. He was on with us. What is it? Wednesday? He was on with us on Wednesday. Yep. Check the Odyssey app. 2:40, if you want to hear that, he was on with us Wednesday. He will join Texans All Access right after us. So stay tuned to hear this interview with D'Amico Ryans as he previews the preseason for the Texans' next game coming up tomorrow against the Giants. Area 45, Bajani and Creighton, live and local until 11 o'clock. They'll have the post-game show as the Astros take on the worst team in baseball, the Chicago White Sox, and try to win 9 in a row and increase that lead in the West. Area 45 will have you covered And also, I love this. Subscribe to the fastest growing Astros Talk podcast, The Big Orange Wagon, Spotify, Apple, etc.
Big Orange at Big Orange Wagon, baby. Better get on board.
Fastest growing. Don't get left behind. Don't get left behind.
Leaving the station.
All right. Hey, real quick. We come in Monday. Does Alex Bregman play Monday night?
Oh, yeah. Ain't no doubt. He just told you he's going to play, Ron.
Oh, I haven't.
Why are you doubting it?
But I'm going to say yes.
Nobody even believed that, no doubt.
Hell yeah, he's going to be playing. What are you talking
about?
Shout
out to my guy, Alex Bregman.
That's right. See there?
That's the thing. He is off.
CJ knows what's up.
Hopefully. I want to see if he does go. He's going to be out this weekend. Hopefully he does. He does play next weekend. It's just short term. All right. Have fun tomorrow if you're going to the game. We'll see you out there. If you see us, say hello. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always. Remember, Texas All Access. D'Amico Ryan's coming up behind us, Area 45, live and local until 11 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610. I am Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby. And I know it's going to be a lovely day. I think Sugar Land could give them a run for their money.
Sugar Land. Hey, I like Sugar Land.
I want to hear the tape on that. I thought I said
Land. Did I hear something?
I want to hear the tape on that. I thought I said Sugar Land. I'm sure the text line will let me know or lie.
I don't know if you said it or if I heard it, but Sugar Land is going to get used.
Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.